Hi, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner.
And our dog, Betty White.
Your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
Could we have named it something more creative? Probably. But it's the name of our blog. It's our last name. We're on an adventure. Yada, yada, yada. After owning our own business, working 24/7.
And don't forget a mental breakdown in between.
We made a lifestyle change and decided to make the most out of life.
We sold our house, most of our belongings, downsized, and moved to the coast.
We live life minimally, but fully.
We live each day as an adventure.
This show will help you learn how to live life more fully, with more intention, by experiencing more, and with less stuff.
We'll talk about our own experiences, interview others who have much to share by creating a spark in our lives.
Some days we'll share real life ongoings of what we're going through, and others we'll talk about our favorite flavor of waffle.
Come join our adventure.
It's the Arner Adventures Podcast. Hi friends, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're back with episode 115 of the Arner Adventures Podcast.
Welcome to March, y'all.
Meteorological spring, right? Let me tell you something about that. I think you know. Meteorological spring is the first day of March.
Mm-hmm.
And this begins a three-month period of springtime. Now, typically, people think of spring as, well, what it says on your calendar is the first day of spring, which is like March 20-something.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm eager to get spring going.
Yeah.
And according to the weather people on your TV, the meteorological people, March 1st is the first day of spring. That's how I go with it.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is prime time for us to be in a new season, a new cycle. So I think that's perfect. It's a perfect way of looking at it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's perfect for me every year. But yeah, it really does strike a chord this year.
Yeah.
In particular.
Well, so speaking of that, this week we are going to talk a little bit about mental minimalism. We've talked a little bit about mental clutter before, but look, let's face it, our minds could use a bit of spring cleaning too. So that's what we're going to kind of get into today. We're actually going to share some things that we're working on.
Oh yeah. And we're in a pretty continuous cycle of working on minimalism, mental declutter, but we're putting a little bit extra emphasis on it lately because, mm-hmm. and we need it, and not a better way to start it off than the first day of meteorological spring.
All right.
Say that three times.
Right.
So anyway, here we go. There's seven things that need an eviction notice from your headspace. So let's get going.
Yep. We're going to get ready for some mental tidying. But before we get started, if you would please take a moment and hit that subscribe button, follow, whatever the magic button is in the platform you're listening to us on. We would really appreciate it. And while you're at it, if you could please give us a 5-star review or rating, we would really appreciate that too.
And when don't we?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to go ahead and get started with our seven things that we are going to review that, as Jerry said, need an eviction notice from your headspace. But what this is seven things that you should stop doing right now to work on mental minimalism.
In other words, this is your starter kit for working on mental minimalism.
Yes.
It goes a lot further than this, but these seven are a good way to get going.
Yeah.
I'll start with number one.
Okay.
Stop worrying about the things we cannot control.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's a huge one for me.
Well, me too. And I think for a lot of people, and I mean, that's probably like telling people stop worrying, and worrying is just a habit that a lot of us have. So it's a hard thing to go around the day distinguishing, okay, can I control that? Can I not control that? You know, so that's kind of a hard thing to sort through, I think.
Yeah. I think my thing overall is I want to be able to control the things in my life. It's like if I can, I want to be able to, because I feel like, you know, then I can sort of plan what's going to happen with it. But if I can't control it, that's when I start worrying. So I know that that is definitely something in this new season, in this new cycle of our life, I am going to work on, is to stop worrying about those things that I can't control. And I do think it's a good mindfulness practice, like you said, mm-hmm. to, if something is worrying me, that I can say, okay, is this in my control? If it is, fine, do something about it. If it's not, I got to learn to just let go of it.
That's a good point. Yeah. And mm-hmm. getting back to it, distinguishing between the two. And I think there's a habit of wanting to say, with the things you can't control, how can I control it? And you know,
yeah, that's a whole other issue though.
Yeah, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, number two, and look, I love this one. Stop participating in activities that you don't enjoy right now. So saying no is a big part of this, but also I think that we get in habits. And the things that we did enjoy in the past, the activities we enjoy, the, you know, anything that you did enjoy, we change and our interests change. So as we change, we may not go back and go, oh, you know, I don't really enjoy doing this anymore. So I don't think I'm going to, whether it's a daily routine that you have or whether it's, you know, a hobby that you're just like, gosh, every time I go, we love bike riding. So I'm not going to, I'll just use that. But if you're someone who loves bike riding and now all of a sudden you're realizing when you go get that bike out, you're dreading it. Well, maybe you've changed and that's okay. Like stop doing it. If it's something that you're dreading, it's just taking up mental space.
Well, definitely. Yeah. And I think I've gone on for long periods of time at times doing things. And I think it's sometimes things that, well, everybody does, and you just sort of flow along with it. But then at times you got to say, well, you know what? It's just, that's never done it for me. And it might do it for some others, but you know, I'm going to change that now or try to be conscious of changing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think about that a lot with, which we're going to get into, like people. I think the activities you have with people, if you don't enjoy them anymore, just, you know, we change. So just walk away. Mm-hmm. You want to go with number three?
Number three, I think my number's up. Number three, stop focusing on the past. Whew. Mm. Boy, oh boy, you put that one in there just for me, I think. you can learn from the past, but the past is not going to change. So stop focusing on it so much. And I know you're saying, well, Jer, that's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. and it is. I think it's easy for everybody to get hung up on the past, but I'll keep myself in check thinking about things sometimes going, wait a minute, I can do about that. Got to move forward. So,
yeah. You know, I definitely focus on the past. I need to let go of it more, but I struggle more with the future, like that worrying about the future, like the things we can't control. So it all kind of circles back around. But I think this, I've talked about this on the podcast before, how my therapist says your anxiety loves when you're not in the now. Mm-hmm. And so it's like your anxiety is when you're focusing on usually what's going to happen. And oh my God, yeah. You know, all the future. But I was looking at this as sort of like, it's the same thing. Like I can have a lot of anxiety about something that happened in the past and I just need to learn from it, move on.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think it sort of is full circle.
It is. And it is a process sometimes to letting go from things to the past. It can be a years of a process, but
yeah,
so a lot of times I find myself to a point where like, hey, I've made a breakthrough. I don't need to get hung up on that anymore, you know?
And yeah.
Yeah. What can you say about base luggage?
Well, I tell you what you can say. You can say that base is our travel companion. Base is a money saver. Base is a time saver. So you see, I could say a lot about it.
Well, I should have said, what can you not say about
base? Right? You know, if you've been a longtime listener, you know how much we do love our base luggage. We have, of course, the carry-on roller in beige and black. We have the Weekender. We have our sport packs.
The sport packs are my, have really become a favorite for me.
Yeah. And we use that all the time. The sport pack is just a cooler way of saying fanny pack. But we don't wear it like a fanny pack. We wear it in a cool way.
I was going to say, yeah, let's not even, because it looks a lot better than your typical fanny pack. And we wear it across.
Like a crossbody.
Yeah. Crossbody. Uh-huh. Crossbody is the word I was looking for. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was recently traveling, and I've talked about this before, that I cannot stand paying the extra fees, of course, for checking your luggage when you fly. But I cannot stand either having my time wasted where you're waiting in lines to check that baggage or you're waiting at the baggage carousel. Oh, my God. When I get to where I want to get or when I get home, the last thing I want to do is wait at that baggage carousel. But I was traveling recently with a few people who all were checking their luggage. And I just went on about my way. I went right through TSA and I was at the gate waiting and a happy camper. And guess what? When we got back into town, guess who was heading out of town on the way home and was sleeping a little bit longer than them? Good. Me.
And they were still waiting on our clunky checkered luggage.
Well, yeah, but I will tell you that afterwards, they were asking me for what? My base link that we are getting ready to share with you. So if you guys head over to arneradventures.com/base, that's B-E-I-S, and grab the link, you can save $15 off of your first purchase. What a deal.
The base luggage is just so attractive and appealing. It's just the shape and everything about it's sleek looking. If I wheeled it down the sidewalk here, I'd probably get people asking me for the discount code.
You probably would. Well, head over to the link, arneradventures.com/base, and it's also located down in the show notes. Well, number four, look, we don't have this problem, but you do hear it a lot. And so we did want to talk about it is what you should stop doing is stop looking for the ideal perfect partner. So stop believing what you see in movies that love is perfect. It takes work, you know, I mean, we love each other 100%, but it does take work. And I think that, you know, when you look at this curated version, and it's on social media too, but when you look at this curated version in movies and books that someone actually scripted, you need to understand it was scripted, that it's not like that all the time in real life. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing here that my mom used to tell me is that you have to love yourself before you can bring someone else into that circle.
Yeah.
So I do think that we have to love ourselves first. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, then let me see who I mesh with, mm-hmm. who enters my life, all of that. But I think just stop focusing on that storybook perfection of what the perfect partnership should look like.
Yeah, I think it's easier these days to get taken away by that too, because I think because of all the media we're surrounded by all day. And of course, I think people know that social media makes people really just look at images of what, oh wow, those people got it perfect, you know, this and that. And it can be tough because you're more so than you were 20 years ago, whatever, you're bombarded with types of images all day long around the clock. So
yeah.
And I think that's why that sort of self-love movement has come up, because you got to realize you got to love who you are. Yeah.
I also think, you know, like you were just talking about social media, you know, the pictures that everyone replicates, it's like, there's this one, and thank God we never did it, because I'd be really embarrassed by now. I'm embarrassed by a lot of things that we've done on social media and our blog and stuff, but but we never recreated this one. But there's the image, and I know if you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about, where the girl, the female part of the partner, is walking forward towards the ocean usually, and you see her back, and she has her hand backwards, and the partner taking the picture is holding the hand. It's almost like she's pulling him or her towards the water with her.
Uh-huh.
It is so annoying.
Right.
Because I'm always like, okay, number one, if that happened, you wouldn't stop and take a picture of it.
Right.
But number two, everybody knows now that that picture is so recreated. Mm-hmm. So when I see it in someone's feed, even now, I'm like, oh God, like, what are you trying to tell us? Like, what's going on here?
Right. Yeah. Right.
It kind of drives me nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're probably all out trying to do each other on a more perfecty looking image. So they just get worse and worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I want to gravitate toward as far as an image? You know, the classic painting of the farmer and his wife, and they're both holding the pitchfork.
Yeah.
and they just have kind of a straight face.
Jer, we need to do that.
Yeah. They're down to earth. They're real. They're real, true. Man. They, that's the trajectory I want to take.
Okay. That's the perfect partner.
Number five, I think we're rolling right along. And I'm going to read that one for us. Stop with the perfectionism already.
Mm-hmm.
We put too much pressure on ourselves. We have to begin to slow down, live slower, be in the moment while that moment is there. Mm-hmm. And moments aren't perfect. They are what they are. And there's room for all of it. In that moment, they're the bad stuff and the good stuff, and you sort of have to take it all in, say, to be authentic, say, this is what this moment is. This is who I am in this moment. And
yeah. It's sort of like when you plan the perfect trip or you plan the perfect day or the perfect event, it never goes that way. But I think what you experience from those things, like those moments, they are perfect because they just happened. Like it just happened the way it was supposed to. And the be here now movement and like living in the moments, taking things slower, I so try hard to embrace. It's hard, but I do. I am very mindful about trying to be that way, especially in a rushed society that forces you to plan, plan, plan. And I am a planner, but I think the perfectionism thing is, again, it goes back probably to what we see online and the curated stuff, that nothing is going to look the way it does on Pinterest. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And there's a quote Jenna Kutcher says that's called, where she says, done is better than perfect. I think that's in so many things. It's like people who meticulously try to get through a project. It's like, look, just get it done.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
As long as nothing's going to fall apart, let's just get it done.
I think we spoke about that this week. Cause I will brood over a project or whatever I'm doing. I go, oh, you know, and it would be a good idea to like wrap it up and move on to something new. I'm like, well, there's gotta be something I'm missing here. And then you can really bog it down.
Yeah.
And then you lose your inspiration when you bog it down too much. So
That's true. No,
I get that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, number six, and oh man, I love this one, is stop allowing toxic relationships, whether it's friends, family, coworkers, whatever, stop letting them into your headspace. There's no need to allow negative relationships to take up space in your mind, your heart, your life. No reason.
Right.
None. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm the queen of walking away, but I will... or cutting people off.
Yeah.
But I will just tell you that I have to protect my headspace. I mean, and if someone is bringing some negative bullshit, I am getting out of it. Like that is number six. I would say I'm very good at, but I think there's not enough people who are. There's a lot of people who just allow it constantly.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I'm like, why are you allowing that person to even take that up in your mind?
That's right. And if you look around, you'll really notice there's a lot of people carrying a big ass bag of bullshit around every day.
Oh my God.
You gotta, watch for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you really do. You have to, you are forced into situations. You have coworkers and associates and that, but there are ways to regulate those things.
And not to let them take up headspace.
That's right. That's right. You just got to be mindful, and there are ways to set boundaries and keep these things where they should be.
Yeah. There are people who are in your life, they hurt you or they piss you off or they're just annoying as shit, whatever it is. And you just don't let them take up your space. That doesn't mean you have to be kumbaya and hold hands and everything's rainbow and sunshine.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, there are people who I purposely will not allow in my headspace because I know I'm going to get pissed off. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be back at number three. I'm going to focus on the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for me, the best way out of this, of not allowing it, is to make them irrelevant.
Right.
You know?
And not only are you doing yourself a favor, you're doing that person a favor too, because it's just going to be a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that person will start getting it. And a few years down the road, they won't be so annoying in your headspace. You know?
Yeah.
You never know.
But hopefully you don't have to deal with them anymore if you just walk away far enough.
That'd be easier. Yeah. It's like, take your big ass bag of bullshit and go down the road, right?
That's right. That's right.
Stop the self-criticism. We could go on and on with this. We're more critical of ourselves than anyone else is, and we have to change the way we talk to ourselves, and that's also possible too. Now, it never goes away. I think every day we all talk to ourselves in ways, but you can kind of regulate it the more you're aware of it.
Yeah, it's that ongoing dialogue in our head. Like we have to change that and not be so hard on ourselves. And we've said this before on many episodes about how we often talk to ourselves in a way that we would never talk to somebody else, or that we would never allow someone we love to be talked to the way that we talk to ourselves.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, yeah, we've got to all stop this self-criticism and not think that we're the focus. It's sort of like, you know, it's like you walk into a room, an event, and you're like, oh my God, they're going to think this. They're going to think this. And here's the thing. They don't think it because they're not thinking about you. Everybody's right. thinking about themselves and what they're going to think or what people are going to think about them. Mm-hmm. And we're all so self-critical.
Yeah. Yeah. And in a large group, if you are self-conscious at all, and I think most people are to an extent,
mm-hmm.
in a large group, of course, you're a little worried about, oh, do I look right? Oh boy, I didn't know I was supposed to dress like that. You know, whatever. So everybody is, I think the bigger the group or any group, a little bit more focused on how they're supposed to act there. And they're probably not paying attention to you unless you make a really good effort of coming in on a unicycle juggling or something like that.
Well, I think that with small groups, it's like that. I think I'm worse about smaller groups than I am bigger groups.
It might be because it's easier to blend in or step into the shadows in a large group.
And yeah.
You're right. A smaller group can be a little more imposing.
Yeah. I think you're more mindful about what is that person thinking? Oh my God. Are they thinking, did I say something stupid? Right. Am I going to piss that person off because I said this or I do this or... And I'm better about this, but I'm not great at all. Like I definitely have a lot to work on when it comes, because it's like somebody else said, I don't know who are saying these things, but the other thing is, that what someone thinks of you is their problem. It's not yours.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I make the mistake sometimes of thinking, even if they're not thinking that about me, should I just go ahead and slap them now in case they are? And that never goes right.
And then you're going to be self-critical later. You're going to go, why did I do that, Jerry? I can't believe I slapped that person.
Yeah.
As you're sitting in a jail cell, and I'm going to be like, I cannot believe you did that. And I'm going to be critical of you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just a vicious circle, isn't it?
It can be.
We're all just so tough on ourselves, and we really need to take better care of our mental space.
We do. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
That's what we're working on, y'all.
Again, these are things we're working on.
On meteorological spring.
Spring is a time where, you know, I think we all sort of look at this regrowth and rebirth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's just, especially for us with this time in our life, and we just want to have a clearer, cleaner headspace.
And
focus on the things that really matter. Mm-hmm. And so we just thought, you know what, these are the top 7 things that we're going to work on. And we hope that it's beneficial for you.
Yeah, indeed.
And I think there's a couple things that we could definitely point out that will be helpful if you're looking for something like this, is we have our 30-day declutter challenge. It's totally free. Mm-hmm. We'll link it in the show notes. And it just is a way to declutter your life, whether it's the stuff, the physical stuff, the digital stuff, the mental stuff. And mm-hmm. so this is, some of these things are kind of addressed in there to build better habits.
Mm-hmm.
You can start any time. You just go for 30 days. Yeah. And
when you earn your 30-day certificate, that's only the beginning. You can move on to Declutter 365.
So we have the Declutter 365, uh-huh. which again, you can start anytime. It's a full calendar year. So like if you started on, you know, March 5th, you can go through until March 4th of next year.
That's
so
it's
the full calendar, and it does have something every single day that you work on to declutter your mind,
your mental and mindset,
your physical and the digital.
Oh, and by the way, you will have to make up your own certificate. We don't offer that.
We don't.
Yeah.
That was a false.
Yeah. That was, I was leading you on with that one. We don't make that.
Right.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today or any episode, our guests or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star reviewer rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button, because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at arneradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Dos vidiniana.